This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. On the show today, we have CUNA Strategic Services' very own Jenny Jackson and Circle's Nick Evans talking about 2022 Venture Tech. Yes, it's here again, folks. It's going to be taking place in Frisco, Texas, November 7th through the 9th, and they have a few new surprises in store for you guys, so check it out. Oh my gosh, we have CUNA's very own Jenny Jackson right next to us. Jenny, how are you? Good to see you again.
Doing great. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having us on.
Oh my gosh, you're welcome. And then right below me, we have Circle's very own Nick Evans. Nick, how are you?
Great, Mike. Thanks for having us. Love the t-shirt.
Thank you. Yes, I was just on Todd Marksberry's In the Room with Todd Marksberry podcast, and I had to wear the canvas swag on his show. So I was there for, and those are his shoes in the background as well. So we had to do it all up for the folks at Canvas. But yeah, great. If you guys have never heard In the Room with Todd Marksberry podcast, listen to it. He does a phenomenal job. So and we'll put a link in the show notes too if you guys want to go check it out. But even better, we have Jenny and Nick here who are talking about the 2022 Venture Tech, which is coming up. Oh my gosh, it's right around the corner. October, isn't it? When is it?
November.
November 7th to the 9th. I apologize. Gosh, I'm getting ahead of myself here. But so Nick, I want to start with you on this. So can you give us a quick refresher on Venture Tech and what it's all about for credit unions out there?
You bet. So, what we say is Venture Tech is the premier fintech showcase event for the credit union industry.
Agreed.
Period. That's yeah, it.
Enough
so
said.
this is a place where the entire industry can come and be in one room. So we're talking about credit unions. We're talking about CUSOs. We're talking about leagues, league service corps, system partners, even venture and investment banking will be in the room. So, like I said, we're trying to, corral everybody in one room and showcase the youngest, brightest fintech entrepreneurs coming that are basically, they're saying they want to be in the credit union industry. So we're saying, bring it on. And we'll provide that
platform
for you. Come
one, come all, for sure. And you guys partnered up with NAF or NACUSO last year, right? And I heard that was just a huge success. So, but you guys are doing again here November 7th through the 9th in Frisco, Texas. So, and I just discovered that's north of Dallas, right?
Yeah, we're going back to our roots. This is our fifth year. The first 2 years were in Plano with Alchemy as our host. But yes, as we grew a little larger, we had to look for alternatives. And then we had online and then NACUSO last year. So we're back in Texas right next to the Dallas Star. And despite the fact that it's the Cowboys location, we're still good with it. But yeah, it should be a great event this year.
Oh gosh, is football season upon us already? Oh gosh, here we go. So Jenny, yeah, I'm going to stick with you on this one. So what can attendees expect at Venture Tech 2022 in Frisco, Texas this time around?
Very similar to past years. We've got a lot of networking. We've got 16 fintechs that will be pitching, and we have a couple of new things we're throwing at them this year that I'll save for a moment because I want Nick to start that out because he had a brilliant idea this year for an addition. So a lot of networking, meeting with the fintechs and with your peers, getting to see what innovations are out there, what you can implement, some ideas for piloting, just getting the whole industry backing the same kind of fintechs and getting them to be more risk tolerant.
And I like that terminology, risk tolerant, because you got to take some calculated risks in order to, again, keep that proverbial envelope being pushed, as they say. So we got to keep pushing that or else, because obviously other fintechs up to no good are all kind of nipping at credit unions' heels in the traditional financial services area. But what you guys provide there is really forward-looking, forward-thinking folks that are keeping this industry moving forward. And that seems to be the kind of the name of the game here, Nick, right? And speaking of that, you know, who should be attending this to who should be keeping this industry moving forward? Who's the perfect profile of an attendee at this conference, Nick?
Yeah, the perfect attendee would be any credit union staff or any credit union C-suite, more importantly, where they have in their roadmap, in their plan, to integrate some sort of fintech for the member, I guess. You know, it's for the benefit of the member. Yeah. What we say is you know, is there going to be impact to your member in this digital arms race? The answer is yes. And you touched on it, Mike, this disintermediation that we are all dealing with every single day from big banks and primarily from big fintechs who have millions and millions of dollars behind them, and they're advertising on TV and they're advertising every way they can to try to take our members away from us. And so the people that should attend are the people that want to see what the new and the best fintechs out there that aren't trying to disintermediate. In other words, these fintechs that are coming to this event maybe don't know how to get into the credit union industry.
Right.
And so we're going to answer that question for them. We're going to help them. And so by talking to as many credit union people as possible helps everybody get more comfortable with what they're doing. There's it's no question. There's this huge regulatory and compliance mountain that they have to climb in order to be as compliant as possible when they're trying to integrate with a credit union. And the best way that they can get through that conversation is by collaborating. And so this is one big collaborative event. And so the people that should come are all the people in the industry that are trying to understand better what these fintechs are facing, and then want to help them with that.
Yeah, because it's a two-way street, right? Because obviously the credit unions are looking for new technology to keep moving forward and keep, you know, the R word, they're relevant, keep relevant. And then the fintechs are also looking, especially the new ones, they're looking for an audience. They're looking for an engaged audience. So if they can connect or partner with credit unions, boom, they have thousands of engaged, they have their engaged audience because of the membership there. So it really works both ways for here. So are those the types of discussions that you guys are hearing at Venture Tech as well as the other activities going on? Nick, I'll let you go first on that one.
Yeah, the big thing you hear about these days is bandwidth, Mike. So a lot of these credit unions say, oh, we don't have the bandwidth, or we don't have the staff that can help integrate. And so what we want them to see is that, you know, we can overcome that obstacle, and we can help them as an industry with issues around integrations and implementations. And the fintechs can explain how they can help with that, with, you know, what they're doing and with their pilots and with their beta groups and with their 5 or 10 or 20 customers with certain integrations. You know, so everybody has a different core. Everyone has a different LOS. And so we can have these conversations, and they can talk to the credit unions about how we've already integrated with that core, or with that LOS, and how smooth it went, and or where they need help with an integration or with an implementation. And so a lot of these fintechs are early, they're younger, but they have a really cool product. Or maybe the CEO or the entrepreneur has done this once or twice, and now they have a new idea with something that they think can make things go even more smooth or even better. And so we're going to be showcasing, like we said, the newest and the brightest fintechs that are coming down the pike, Mike. So it's a great event. And like I said, we can get all that done in one place.
Yeah, indeed. And Jenny, you have anything to add to that?
Just that, to Nick's point, it's a collaboration. There's a lot when we're looking at who should come. It's not necessarily the big credit unions versus the small credit unions. We have credit unions across all asset sizes that attend. Just the key is being innovative and willing to try something new to engage your membership or to help your membership.
Yeah. And speaking of new, Jenny and Nick, this is a question for both of you. So anything different you want to divulge this year? Nick, I'll let you go first because you have both of you guys have big smiles on your faces. So I think you guys, something's brewing. So,
well, you know, this is year 5. I think Jenny touched on that at the beginning. And so, location is we're going back to our roots in Dallas, Fort Worth in that area. But what we're doing is we're extending it by an entire day. So it used to be we started at 1 o'clock on an afternoon and we were done by noon the next day. Well, we're adding a full day in the middle. And that's because our feedback was that it was almost too quick and things we didn't get to have enough networking and enough conversation. So we've added some things. And so I'll let Jenny touch on one thing, but I'll start with what we're calling launch party. So we're going to showcase 16 fintechs in a pitch contest. And that's half of one day and half of the next. But what we're adding with launch party is that on Tuesday afternoon, we're going to roll out 10 early fintechs that are either just coming out of or currently in accelerators. And accelerators are a big thing across the country where companies, fintechs, go in and basically they're trying to accelerate from A to Z in their life cycle. And maybe an accelerator will only get them from A to M, but they're accelerating that product market fit. They're accelerating their MVP. They're accelerating the things that they need to do to get out to market quicker. And so we're gonna showcase 10 fintechs. We're gonna put them on stage for however long, we haven't decided yet, and let them do their thing.
Right on.
And we're gonna have a special guest MC for the event to be determined, but people will love it. And so, like I said, we're calling it Launch Party. We're launching them into the industry. People might not know about them. They still might need a pilot. They still might need their first customer, things like that. So we're excited. We've already picked 6 or 7 of these companies. So we're still on the lookout for a couple more, but we're really excited about Launch Party. And then there's a couple other things I'll let Jenny highlight those.
Jenny, stage is yours.
Yeah. That's what the big smile was about, was the launch party. It was Nick's idea, and I will admit that it was pretty brilliant of him. So, I mean, it allows credit unions to get involved earlier and kind of help determine the path of some of these fintechs and make them more viable and beneficial to credit unions. So I think it was a great idea by Nick. But a couple of other things that we're adding. We do have an exhibit hall this year, which we haven't had in the past. We are keeping it small, about 30 fintechs.
Right.
And we're keeping it along the same theme. So it definitely is fintech companies. We're not going to have some of the big names in the industry. It's going to be those new innovative, less than 10 years
okay.
organizations So that should be great. And then that extra half day on the end, we're going to split into two groups. So I will work with the fintechs on what we call a fintech boot camp, and we'll have Rodney Hood speak to that, hopefully, as well as talk about QSOs, to QSO or not to QSO, how to market to credit unions and have them listen. And then finally a panel, halts, hiccups, and hoorays, the path for a fintech, and go over some of that with the fintechs. Mm-hmm. All the names to be determined. Those are my non-marketing names. Okay. That I so, but I think that'll be pretty beneficial for those fintechs. And then Nick is going to, at the same time, hold a session for the rest of the attendees. And Nick, I don't know if you want to go into that a bit.
Yeah, so we'll split the group. The fintechs will go with Jenny and learn some of the things, you know, like I said, about how to do business inside of the credit union industry. And then the rest of the folks, all the other folks, will be with me in the other room. And we'll be talking about, the original premise of Venture Tech was around investment.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
And we used to say the fintechs had to be seeking investment in order to be invited to the event. Now, we've gone away from that a little bit because of timing. So the best fintechs might not always be looking for investment right when we're having Venture Tech. Mm-hmm. So we've done away with that premise. But the gist of it is, all these fintechs need capital. Will need capital
at some
or
point.
Need capital at now.
Right.
And so there is an investment piece and education piece around investing. So we're going to have a panel of people that have done fintech investing and talk about the life cycle of a fintech from investment to exit.
Wow, that'll be fascinating.
And everything in between.
Oh my God.
And how the investors can help these fintechs through that process for those that are experienced.
Yeah.
And those that aren't, then that's education for them. We're also going to have probably a panel of investors talking about the true aspect of investing, but what's gone on this year with valuations and things like that, Mike, which, yeah, you know, everybody knows there's been a substantial change. I just saw a report where some of the big VCs are down like 30% compared to 21 in the number of companies they've invested in. So there's less capital out there that's being put to work, even though that we know there's billions of dollars on the sidelines.
Exactly.
So we're going to talk a little bit about some of that stuff, the aspects around the investment piece.
Okay. Oh my gosh. I would just go just for that alone. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Good stuff. Now, Jenny, this one's for you. What, I mean, kind of looking at the bigger picture here, what do you guys hope to accomplish with Venture Tech this year?
Building on past years, just as we started the first year, there didn't really seem to be credit unions engaging as much with the fintechs. There didn't seem to be collaboration around of it. And we've seen it increase exponentially each year.
Yeah.
Last year being amazing, and even this year, getting the attendees to work together towards a certain goal and helping the fintechs get into the credit union industry so that we stop seeing some of those mergers potentially, right, or the decrease in number of credit unions, and maybe get some de novo credit unions going, but really focusing on the innovation.
Yeah. And this year, just as a kind of an aside, I have never interviewed or met so many new type fintech organizations out there than 2020. They've always been there and we've always interviewed them, but this year, for some reason, oh my gosh, it just seems like somebody put fertilizer in the fintech lawn and it's just growing like crazy. So it's actually really, really good. So I can't wait to, Jenny, so where can folks go to find out more information and then register and attend? Go check this out.
Sure. Both exhibitors and attendees can go to myventuretech.com.
Okay.
And they'll see the information. They're always welcome to reach out to Nick or myself if they have any questions. And then we haven't done any promotion yet, so we're just about to start to promote for attendees, but we've got a good contingent already on board, but we will be capping, I think, close to 350, Nick, or around the like. So we're more than halfway.
Okay. Yeah, we'll certainly get the word out for you as well. Are you breaking up just a little bit, Jenny?
Go ahead. So, Mike, if I recall, you've never been to Venture Tech, so this is your fight. But last year, I think you went on a family camping trip or something like that.
We did. Big Sur. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Love that.
So here's your invite to come this year. If you want to interview 55 or more fintechs, this is your chance.
If I can finagle one little, because I used to live in Fort Worth, so I know the area really well. So I can definitely fly into DFW and come on up. So yeah, but I have to finagle one little schedule conflict, and then I will definitely let you guys know. But yeah, I would be all over this in a heartbeat for sure. So yeah, I will definitely let you know. Yeah. So that said, anything else to wrap up, Nick? I'll let you go first. Any final thoughts here on this?
No, I mean, for the last 2 years, we've said bigger, brighter, bolder, and that's definitely what we're doing with Venture Tech in 2022. We've hired an event planner. We've consulted with people on the location, so we're growing up quite a bit in year five, and so hopefully this is the impetus and the momentum for the next 5 years with this one.
So. Yeah, I see this just blowing up in a good way for sure. So, Jenny, anything else to add?
The only other thing I would add is to let people know that this really is an objective agnostic event that we put on. I mean, I know Nick is with Circle and formerly Viridian, and I'm with CUNA Strategic Services, but we really put those roles aside and focus on getting fintechs in there that are really the ones that are going to be best suited to help the industry.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether they're partnered or competing with companies that Nick and I work with.
Right on. Well said. Well said. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for being on today. But more importantly, thank you for putting on an event like this. I think it's much, much needed in the industry to, again, keep pushing that proverbial envelope that we need so desperately in this industry to keep it moving forward, because we've got some folks nipping at our heels constantly. So we got to keep credit unions moving forward at a healthy pace. So, and you guys do that very, very well at this conference. So can't wait. All right, guys, thank you so much, and look forward to seeing you guys soon.
Thanks, Mike.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.